Jesus is challenged to explain what is involved in obeying the greatest commandment. He tells a parable rich in surprises. Those expected to show pity display hard hearts, while the lowly give and receive unexpected and lavish mercy. The Holy Gospel for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. For some reason, the number 70 has been floating around in my brain lately. This past May, I turned 70 years old. Also this past May, in 1970, I graduated from Minot High. And also this past May, I realized that it was only 70 days until my daughter's wedding. And so the number 70 suddenly became very important to me. And so today, I thought maybe we'd go back to May of 1970, the year I graduated from high school, because in May of that year, something else happened. Simon and Garfunkel released their 5th and final studio album, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And I remember every other classmate of mine in the class of 1970 had that album. It was very special to us because we knew that that was going to be the last album that Simon and Garfunkel would record together. Because they were already parting ways when they recorded it. And so Bridge Over Troubled Water became kind of a legacy song for many of us that year. Maybe that's why, as I was thinking about today's gospel text for the last week or so, that song came into my mind. I could relate to it in this way. I'd like to begin with the first verse. "When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found." The man who fell into the hands of robbers and who was laying bloodied and beaten on the side of the road Certainly couldn't find a friend that day, could he? Because everybody just passed him by. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'm sure that man, when he was laying there on the side of the road, must have felt pretty weary. And he must have felt pretty small, because no one seemed to see him. And I'm sure his eyes were filled with tears. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around. Now, the text doesn't say if he fell among the robbers in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening. So I don't know if it was really dark or not when he was laying there beside the road. But I'm sure to him, no matter whether it was morning, noon, afternoon, or evening, the world must have fell pretty dark. And it's also true that he had nothing but pain all around him. I haven't yet read the refrain of that song. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. The Good Samaritan in our gospel today is the bridge of living water for the man laying by the side of the road. The Good Samaritan is a bridge because he takes the man from his place of pain and carries him over to a place of wellness. He serves as a living bridge to bring life back to that man. As I think of bridges, I also think today of the words from our first reading from Deuteronomy. Who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? Seems the people in Deuteronomy are wanting a bridge. They're wanting someone to cross over to the other side to get them what they need. And how is it handled? Who is that bridge? As Deuteronomy closes, we read the word no. The word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. We read in Deuteronomy that the bridge is already in us. The word that is to connect us with one another, to be a bridge to one another, is already in us. I'd like to go back again to that album, Bridge Over Troubled Water. The very last song on that album, the last song that Simon and Garfunkel recorded together, was A Song for the Asking. And here are the lyrics. Here is my song for the asking. Ask me and I will play. So sweetly I'll make you smile. This is my tune for the taking. Take it. Don't turn away. I've been waiting all my life. Thinking it over, I've been sad. Thinking it over, I'd be more than glad to change my ways for the asking Ask me and I will play all the love that I hold inside. It seems as though when Simon and Garfunkel were parting ways, they wrote this most haunting song as their last song. Tells me that they still wanted the bridge to be there. They still wanted to be connected with one another. After all, they'd been very good friends their whole life. They'd grown up together. But when they got fame, they started drifting apart. And so this last song of theirs is rather haunting. Thinking it over, I've been sad. I've been down and weary. Thinking it over, I'd be more than glad to change my ways for the asking. Ask me and I will play all the love that I hold inside. Today, our Lord continues to ask you and me to play out all the love we have inside. Our gospel today closes with go and do likewise. Go and do likewise means to go and be a living bridge. And we see it so perfectly described for us today in the gospel. What's the first end of the bridge, the first footing on the one side? You will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And your neighbor as yourself. That is the other side. And you and I are called as God's people to be that living bridge, to serve as a connection for one another, to be with each other in times of pain, in times of joy, but always being together, celebrating life. Thanks be to God. Amen.